Today, President Trump tweeted out a video message urging safety as Hurricane Florence continues its path to the East Coast.
Get out of its way. Don't play games with it. It's a big one. Maybe as big as they've seen, and tremendous amounts of water. The storm will come, it will go. We want everybody to be safe.
Florence is coming, but maybe a little later, maybe a little further south than we thought earlier in the week. Let's bring in NPR national correspondent Greg Allen. He's in coastal Wilmington, North Carolina. Greg, what are you hearing about landfall, about, bullseye? It could change, but where are we now?
Right, Robin. The meteorologists say over and over again that we shouldn't focus on the track itself because the impacts are going to be so great of this storm. Hundreds of miles of coastline, storm surge, rainfall being really some of the biggest worries. However, that said, it is kind of baffling now what's going to be happening as it gets closer to the shoreline. It looks like what meteorologists are saying from the various models that it's going to stall out and start to drift perhaps south. So it's possible it might come ashore a little closer to the North Carolina-South Carolina border, which would bring greater impacts into South Carolina. It makes the governor seem very smart for evacuating all those coastal counties when we thought it was hitting North Carolina, because the impacts are going to be significant down there.
Well, and it might impact as it goes, as it moves south, Georgia, Florida maybe, so keeping an eye on that. And you mentioned it might stall and pound the Carolinas coast before landfall. Not good, of course, because that's when hurricanes suck up water, but it is going to bring what the government calls life-threatening storm surge. This is that ocean water pushing up over seawalls, a huge problem. What are people doing? Are they largely leaving?
I think they are, yes. And, on that issue, it's taken a lot longer for it to get here than we thought originally. Now we're talking about landfall coming ashore sometime on Saturday, which gives people more time to prepare. In this area in Wilmington, North Carolina, clearly a lot of people have evacuated here. The local officials just had a briefing where they said they're pleased with the evacuation. This area is under just a voluntary evacuation. They say many people have left. In North Carolina, it's really just the barrier islands that have been mandatory evacuation orders have been given for them. We believe people have mostly left there. In South Carolina, the governor ordered evacuation for all the coastal counties. So people are leaving, and they have time to still leave. Some shelters in the area are already full. They've opened other shelters. So it's clear people are taking this very seriously.
Yeah. And so a little further south, perhaps, and maybe not as, no sooner than Saturday. So people are going to be nerve-wracked in shelters until then, it sounds like. Just talk, though, about what the expectation is of the rain, of the winds. I mean, they were talking about it possibly going to a Category 5. What's the sense now?
Right. Well, as it gets closer to the shore, the National Hurricane Center is saying that they do expect it to strengthen. There are some people who say it's possible to get to 5. Now we're at Category 4, which is, between 129 and 155 miles per hour. I believe, and so right now we're around 130 miles per hour. But it's the belief is also that as it gets really close to shore and it starts to stall, it's going to lose a little power. Mm-hmm. So it's not clear exactly what's going to happen in terms of what level it's at when it comes ashore. But again, the National Hurricane Center and meteorologists say don't focus on that. The storm surge is going to be just as powerful because it's had so much time to build. It's going to bring this 6 to 12 foot storm surge along many areas of the coast. And then as we were talking about the rainfall, 20 to 30 inches, the Hurricane Center says maybe 40 inches in some places. So we're starting to think about Harvey last year in Houston with those numbers.
Oh, tough. Look, Greg, we just heard the president say the exact right thing. Get out of the way. Don't play games with this. It's a big one. But as you well know, last night he also spoke about his administration's track record with regard to last year's hurricanes, including what he said was unappreciated, unsung, great job in Puerto Rico. The mayor of San Juan tweeted in response, 3,000 people died, way more than the government said originally. You covered those storms. What do you make of those claims in the middle of looking at another storm coming in?
The president's assessment, I don't think, is shared by that many people in Puerto Rico or really many people who follow this storm closely. Because it was a terrible natural disaster, as the governor of Puerto Rico reiterated. He calls it the worst national disaster in U.S. history. I mean, President Trump talked about it's not a total terrible catastrophe like Katrina. Well, I think many people would say they're comparable. You had 3,000 people nearly died in Maria versus nearly 2,000 in Katrina. In Maria, you had people without power for many people, thousands of people without power for 6 months or longer. You know, so it's a tough situation.
It's obvious that the government wants to get out ahead of Florence as she comes in. NPR's Greg Allen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So we will keep following the track of that storm as it gets closer to land.